back over the past year, we see one full of tumultuous events. Tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, and tsunamis dominated the news. It seemed like one natural disaster followed directly behind another. While the wrath of Mother Nature overwhelms us with its sudden unpredictability, it's the preventable disasters that stay in our minds the longest. The horror endured by people is made worse by the fact that there were warning signs people chose to ignore. The following selection of books is about potentially preventable disasters. Each chronicles a single event, the precursors, what happened, how people were affected and survived, and finally, any enduring lessons. Each book is detailed with personal accounts by those who lived through the events. Reading them can be enlightening. The strength and resourcefulness of the people, how misfortune can bridge differences, and the knowledge to avoid similar events in the future. But with a little bit of Schadenfreude, it also gives the reader a chance to be thankful for his or her current situation. What do you get when you combine a man-made lake at the top of a mountain, an exclusive millionaires club, a dam no one really takes seriously, and a town built in the valley at the crooks of two rivers? The Johnstown Flood by American historian David McCullough takes the reader through this 1889 disaster, chronicling events that shaped the coal and steel town, the barons of industry, and America's development. McCullough sets the stage for a tragedy that would become a national scandal. Its industrial revolution as more people left the country for factory work in the cities. Joining this band of hopefuls were masses of immigrants who poured into Ellis Island in New York looking for an escape from poverty and persecution. Despite the passing of 20 years since the Johnstown Flood, the barons of industry hadn't learned their lesson to safeguard their workers. The working class was striking, asking for better pay and better hours. One thing that they should have asked for was better working conditions. Triangle, the fire that Changed America by David von Driel sets the story of an iconic catastrophe that deeply impacted the socialist workers' movement. On December 7, 1917, an unmarked munition ship entered the waterway near the town of Halifax, Nova Scotia. A combination of narrow waterway, confused ship signals, language differences, and wartime upheaval resulted in the wrecking of the ship. In The Curse of the Narrows by Laura MacDonald, MacDonald narrates the horrible fallout of this wreck that resulted in an explosion and a tsunami that destroyed the town of Halifax, and the blizzard that quickly buried the town and its chance for emergency assistance. Not a sudden event, but no less devastating, the worst hard time, the untold story of those who survived the Great American Dust Bowl by Timothy Egan recounts the worst ecological disaster that America has ever faced. Beginning with the lamb boom in the Plains States and traveling through the 1930s, Egan portrays the growing mentality of America's breadbasket and the ill-conceived manner of making money with agriculture that left the land a dry, dusty mess. To your panic threshold. Don't start worrying that life is full of horrible misfortunes. Learn how to turn terrible situations in your favor by picking up The Survivor's Club, The Secrets and Science That Could Save Your Life by Ben Sherwood. Sherwood compiles a list of common personality traits that survivors possess. After discovering what helps survivors overcome hazards such as cancer or plane crashes, the reader can discover his or her strengths to overcome any calamity. Following books or to discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talks, signing off until next time.